Hawaii has become an international destination for the sport of kings as polo players from around the world converge on Oahu's North Shore to take on local teams in an ideal setting. Vikram Singh Sodhi is one of those who've come a long way, in his case from his native India, to lead a team of his countrymen against Hawaii's best, and he's with us in our studio. Good morning, Vikram.
Good morning. Good morning, Chris.
You're from pretty much the birthplace of polo, yeah?
Yes.
The Punjab?
The Punjab, and we used to have one of the best teams in the world in the 1920s and 1930s. It was a team which had, in that time, 2 10-goalers, 2 9-goalers, which was at that time a bigger team mm-hmm. and a much higher-rated team than they have in Argentina in those days. So we were the leaders of polo.
What were the climate and geographical conditions that brought all this about?
Well, we were at that point of time a very wealthy country before uh-huh. the British took it all away. But
well, that helps.
That helps. But anyway, so we had a lot of what do you call royal teams. So a lot of the smaller rajas and the principalities would run their own polo teams. So mm-hmm. at one point we had something like hundreds of clubs supported by the ruling families of that time. So you had very, very teams with lots of resources, great horses, very great horsemen.
Roughly what century
we're
talking about?
We're talking about now the 1850s on to about 1920 or 1930, before the war.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the First World War kind of gave a big beating to polo because then with the withdrawal of horses and mechanization,
sure.
that kind of brought, hard times to polo. But before that, it was flourishing in a huge way. And the British discovered polo, I like to tell people that, even if they don't ask me, that the British discovered polo in India. It was being played at that point in Manipur, which is a state in the northeast. Mm-hmm. It's one of our northeastern states, which is pretty much bordering Thailand and Burma.
Yeah.
Burma. So you would have to go through Burma and go to Thailand, Myanmar, what they call. So the British discovered it in Manipur. In Imphal, they still have a huge stadium, and they still have a very loyal following for the sport as it was played originally. That's why they call those horses ponies, because at that time these mountain ponies were tiny,
mm-hmm.
even like 14 hands and maybe even smaller. And they used to play on these mountain ponies, and the British saw this sport and they were fascinated. So they started the first polo club in Calcutta.
Now, is this sort of the cooler high country where the British would go to get away from the heat of southern India?
Yes, they would need to get away from the heat, and that's also where they had the tea growing.
Mm-hmm.
So you had it was very pleasant visually, with these tea gardens which were rolling hills, which reminded them of their own the English countryside.
Right.
And the weather was very, 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 very positive. It was, cool.
So higher elevation.
Higher elevation, maybe 2,000-3,000 feet above sea level.
Mm-hmm.
And it's at the foot of the Himalayas. So, you don't really have the cold, but you still have great weather there.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's where they were playing it, the polo. And so they would come up there to the tea gardens, and they started playing it in the little tea gardens first. And then they took it down to Calcutta, which was then the capital of British India, uh-huh. India. And then from Calcutta, they took it to Britain. And I believe they stopped in Malta, and the second polo club in the world is in Malta.
Is
Nobody
that right?
knows about that. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And then they took it on to Britain, and they took it to Hurlingham. They started the rules there. They brought it to North America. And from North America, it went to South America, not the other way around. So it's North America that took the sport to South America, and then Argentina became this great powerhouse of polo.
I think that it's fairly well misunderstood, because I think if you stop
the
people,
other way around, they think the Argentines said, discovered polo or
the British sport,
the British
right?
sport. Yeah.
Well, that term discovery is a funny thing, right? When you
exactly.
discover something,
exactly.
you think you created it.
You think you. But they made the rules. They like making rules.
Yeah.
The Indian polo in the old days, the way it's still played now in Manipur, there are very few rules, And it's pretty fierce,
I wondered about that, what the ancient origins of the sport are.
The ancient origins of the sport, now almost every civilization claims it.
Uh-huh.
But we like to still think it's an Indian sport. We've got the biggest claim on it. But the Chinese claim it, the Japanese claim it, the Persians claim it.
Well, you have a real tradition of horsemanship.
We have a tradition where we have almost an unbroken tradition from ancient times for polo. So we could say that we were the only place where they continue to play it until the modern times.
So I'm happy to buy into that.
You know, Alexander was a polo player. You might not know that.
No, really.
The guy who conquered most of the world.
Yeah, yeah.
And he went to when he fought against the Persian Empire.
He came right through the
Punjab. He came through them, and when he did that, the Persian ruler at that time, Darius, I think, who was a great ruler. He was a big empire. He said that Alexander was just a better polo player than me. That's all.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, and that sort of goes to a lot of games like polo are sort of enactments of battle, right?
That was. It was a martial military sport. So when you, in peacetime, how you kept the troops in shape, how you kept them motivated, how you kept them sharp, and you kept the horses in training, and was by playing polo. So it had a great role in that time.
Well, horses have to be trained to ride headlong at other horses.
Exactly. It's not. The horses are actually very timid animals, you know?
Yeah.
You don't find horses charging into battlefields and on their own, you know, and going into cannons and stuff like that, we've seen in great battles around the world. They have to be trained. So this is probably one of the ways that they train the officers to become fearless, and also they train their horses.
Huge amount of training for the polo ponies, which continues to this day, right?
Exactly. You know, polo ponies are probably the greatest athletes in the world, the greatest athletes, because they use every inch of their body's muscles. And you must remember that it's like asking a sprinter, get your marks, on your marks, get set, go, and then saying, sorry, turn left, sorry, turn right. You know, you do that to somebody who's a sprinter, and he's going to, in 5 seconds, he's going to fall down on the ground and say, I'm dead, you know?
Yeah, sure.
I can't do this anymore.
Well, that to me
is what you're asking
them
to do.
You know, it isn't so much the speed, it's the ability to stop and turn.
And the dynamic nature where you're constantly calling on them to do something different. You know, every split second of the game, you're responding to a situation which is absolutely dynamic. There's no set rule to how the game is played.
When you're in a high adrenaline state like that and you're charging along on your horse, does time kind of slow down when you make the decisions?
Yeah. I mean, a good player actually breathes really well, you know?
Yeah.
So that's for any sportsman. You have to know how to breathe and not feel the pressure and see the ball much bigger than it is.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a tiny ball, but it's got to look like a football. And you've got to seem like you have all the time in the world. So that's the trick to be a great player, you know? To seem like everything is effortless, you know, it's not.
Well, that is something you could apply to just about everything.
At any sport. If you have the real mindset and you're breathing good, you can play any sport in the world. You know?
Thanks so much for coming in. It's great to talk to you.
My pleasure.
Vikram Singh Sodhi is the captain of Team India, which will play two matches against Team Hawaii the next two Sundays at the Hawaii Polo Club on Oahu's North Shore.